Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I pray that the broadcast today will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Lord, I thank you for my listeners. I pray that you reach down and touch them. I pray, God, that if there be one that needs healing or deliverance or whatever need there is, that you'll meet that need. Make them to see and know and realize that you love them and care for them, and that you only want what's good for their lives, that you are a good, wonderful God. And Lord, I pray today for the ones that are not saved, that you save their souls. Let them see today that they need salvation through Jesus Christ. I pray that they'll call upon the name of Jesus and repent of their sins, receive Him as their Lord and Savior. And I know that you will cleanse them from all unrighteousness and all iniquity, and you're creating them a right spirit and a right heart. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, that's something we don't hear a whole lot of today, is repentance. I listen to a lot of people today on the preaching channels, and they're telling you today that you don't have to repent, that once you've been born again, if you do anything wrong, you don't have to repent. You know, that's a bad thing. You know, what if you, just because your children have your name as in your family, and they do wrong, you have to correct them. You've got to let them know what they've done is wrong. You don't even do your dog that way. You have to train your dog. And I'm not saying we're dogs, but I mean, you think more of your dog than you do your own salvation, your own children. Let me tell you, we have to maintain our relationship with God. That don't mean that God's going to cast us off every time we do something wrong, but you got to recognize the wrong that you've done and repent of it. Ask the Lord to forgive you and ask God to help you to live right. Grace. God's grace is a tool to help you to live right, not a method to which you can do anything you want to and see how much you can get away with. We don't want to live. That's a miserable way of existence. That's a miserable way to walk. We want to live right before God. Do that which is right. And when God shows us an error in our way, repent of it and turn away from it and don't go back to it again. I want to read a scripture to you. Chapter 15 out of Matthew, verse 26. And he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread to cast it to dogs. In this portion of scripture, a Canaan, a woman, which was considered that day to be a dog, not in the covenant relationship with God. In this portion of scripture, a woman came unto him, cried, said, have mercy on me, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. In other words, she had a daughter that was in bad shape, and she went to Jesus, and she had heard about the miracles that Jesus worked, and she said, Jesus, please help my daughter. And Jesus called her a dog. You know, most of the time, good gracious alive, if we'd said that to some church member, they'd walk out, we'd never see them again, they got offended, but she didn't get offended. Let me tell you something. If you really want help, you're not going to always be offended. If you really want help, you're going to press in no matter what it takes to get what help you want. Come on. And she wouldn't give up. She didn't quit. She said, yeah, but Lord, even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. In other words, Jesus, I'm not going away. I don't care what you say. It ain't about who I am and what I am. It's that my daughter needs help, and you're the helper. You're the one that can deliver, and you're the one can set free. And Jesus said, you know what? I've not seen such great faith. He said, you know, I've not seen, woman, thy faith is great. You know, how do you have great faith? Keep on keeping on. Don't be offended. Don't turn around. Don't quit. Press in. And you know what? Jesus delivered her daughter, and the daughter was set free. Why? Because she didn't quit. She didn't give up. She kept on keeping on. Some of you today have gone before the Lord, and something's come up, made you quit. You got offended. You got discouraged or whatever it may be. And you stop shy of a blessing. You stay in there. It's not about you. Come on. It's about us getting a hold of God. And if we'll get a hold of God and hold on no matter what comes, we'll see victory. I pray today that you'll keep your faith in the Lord, that you won't become discouraged or offended, because if you become offended, that blinds you from the things of God. And great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. That's what God's word says. I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. I ask that you keep praying for me as I keep on trucking for Jesus. And thank you again for listening, and God bless you.